You said your glory will fill the earth like water the seas.
True nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
To have a fear, we are letting Him be. What we show you and what we talk about are everlasting realities. As we have come to seek God, God will show us His way. Is it not? You come before Him, He will allow Him, He will make you see what you ought to see. And know, I want to dwell on dying to self life. Dying to self. Dying to self. This is one of the great truths that we ought to project in the church of the New Testament. Some people are doing a good job teaching you what you are in Christ, and then the life of God dwells in you. Perfect truth. And that's it. He dwells in us. He's God in us. He's God with us. However, if He dwells in us, another principle is at work. Are you hearing me? When you want a visitor to visit you, maybe he's a great person. When he comes, and he has come now, a principle is operating. While the person is in your house, won't you be taking care of the person? Is he not? You'll be taking care of the person. So, care for the person now become the next rule of the game. The life of Christ in us means something important. It means our own life should not exist. May God give you understanding. The entrance of the life of God in our spirit man is a death sentence to our own life. This must be critically understood. That He dwells in us means He must empty us of ourselves. That you want not to exist. And I can see two of them sometimes. And the Bible captures in Galatians that the flesh must set against the spirit against the flesh. But the truth is that it should be emphasized to the church. Death sentence to self. Because we are not pushing this truth properly, we have a deepest manifestation of self and self-life in high places. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm laying a foundation as we go into the intricacies of what we are doing. There must be a sentence to death. Two lives are not supposed to live. One life has come and you mean the other life should what? Go. Is he not? Is that what I mean? Logically. Automatically. If you leave secondary school, and you enter university, secondary school life is not gone. The uniform you are wearing when you are in secondary school, is that the one you carry to university? Most universities don't wear uniform. Don't you take it away? The names they are calling you, SSRA student, is that what they'll be calling you in this new world? Many, you see, you throw away, you literally burn those uniforms. But you think you're funny that you came into university and you are still wearing the uniform of that secondary school you finish, and you are still going to class with it. That will be contradicting. When you want to say semester, you say term. Second school, I think they say term. First term, second term, third term. University, that year, semester. Semester. The actual university, which, what period are you in now? You say we are in our first term. We are waiting to enter second term. They say you are lost. Are you hearing me? In secondary school, you hear things like classmate. In university, you hear what? Classmate. You cannot be talking about classmate and still be dealing with classmate. You see, we must understand the blow God has given self-life. Because our Christianity rises and falls on this truth. We must see clearly the third sentence to self-life. Self-life is so funny. It can still exist in so many ways post 20 years of following Jesus Christ. While it has been said that the greatest attainment in Christianity is total loss of self and complete union with God. The greatest enemy you have to fight in life may not necessarily be the devil. I know he's our arch enemy. But yourself is one of your worst enemies. Are you hearing me? That's one of your worst enemies. So, a man who wants to ascend with God must allow God to come with him as they give a blow on self-life. Because the self-love will keep trailing after you. You can even explain it away in so many ways. You don't know it is self-life. God wants to purify us from every spot of self. Are you hearing me? True religion is one that is untainted with the flesh. Flesh, self, is done away with. So the will of God for our lives is that we must strike a blow completely on self-life. And I see God help us. We're going to travel this journey a little bit and allow God to have his way. Are you following me? So that we understand God and see exactly what he has for us. What is self is a consciousness of your own identity. A consciousness of your own identity. A self. Consciousness of your own identity. Self is a person's essential being that distinguishes them from others. Is it not? Your essential being that distinguishes you from others. That self. Especially considered as an object of introspection. Is it not? That thing in you that is you. That you a consciousness of your identity is a blend of your taste, your desires, your orientation, your will, and there are many things you put together to capture self. And the message of Christianity is law against self. I hope you know that self-denial is lower than denying self. Some people can go through one or two self-denial, those taking alcohol, seven bottles per day, can reduce it to one per day. They are doing some kind of self-denial. Is it right? Some people can do a little of self-denial, some kind of meal, they enjoy eating, they take it away for a while. They are doing some sort of self-denial. But the message in Christianity transcends that. The message is, deny self. Totally relinquish claim on self. Totally say no to self in its entirety. Drop the self-life. So this is where, and this is the core of the message of Christ. Because what he was instituting, today when you say Christianity is divinity in humanity, some people don't understand that Christianity is more than a religion. But the mystery in Christianity, Bible said that Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is now dwelling in you. Someone can't understand that. But when Jesus Christ is living in me, yes. But what this revelation throws up, what it portends for us, is a truth you must bring out. If Christ is in you, then you must go. Anybody say, if Christ is in me, then I must go. Then I must die. If he is alive in me, I must cease to live. That is the message. Not emphasizing it sometimes makes certain things not to be clear. Somebody can say, yes, when you just talk about him being in you, naturally some things are happening good. But our eyes must open totally to certain reality. We must see clearly. I gave you an example of a sister. Many things people that do is tainted with self. I told you one thing, I think I've said it here. A sister who does evangelism. Is evangelism not good? Do you know correct? She got preaching. She was in university then. She met another brother, an unbeliever. And was preaching to him. Give your life to Christ. Good. The next day she will still come to the same person. Give her life to Christ. Tell the yes is possible. She's persisting in the spirit. Is it not? But as you continue doing that, that on bell, as we call them, stand up what you say. Even like say there's something past, this in past, give your life to Christ. This guy don't take that they like me. Saw it clearly because her emotions started mixing with evangelism. Maybe if not for emotion, she would have preached one time, two times, and that is the end. She will focus on others. God has taught me that. But she's now coming three times. Maybe the first two times may be the normal one, spirit led. But that time, fourth, fifth, something else has entered inside. It is now herself that is manifesting. It is not evangelism. May God give you understanding. It is now self. She kept doing it when the boy or the young guy certified that this girl like me, him too, started preaching to her. Love you. You know. That's how they were changing banters. See that? Gradually, one day I told her she visited him off care. I don't know, she said she went to collect notes. Why won't you go and collect notes? Why would self lead you to collect notes? Maybe I want to encourage him in the Lord. You see, we have polluted so many things without realizing it. It's not encouragement you are going, that's self. You see, self is the enemy. We're going to study this scripture now. This is what a man need to focus on. Up and the by. This is it. Says the enemy. So if you want to collect lot, when the guy saw her in his room, two him it is answered prayer. Trust this own bear. The mother spear. Didn't take time, he had his way and slept with her. She regretted, cried, did everything, went back 1 year again. I don't know what to carry. I don't know whether to collect the notes, she forgot. He did the same. It was after then, you know, she now met me. Because she's a spiritual lady in campus. She's among those people look up, one or two people look up to. She said, this is what is happening to me. I sat down. I was showing her some of this thing. I made her see clearly and prayed and saw how we can help her. You know, the guy gave his life to Christ eventually later on. But that evangelism was self. You see, some people don't know when the voice of self begins to speak. And they don't know what when he speaks very loud. Where the Bible says, if I offer my body to be burnt and I do not have charity, it profited me nothing. Because self manifests in different ways. Somebody in relationship, somebody they break the person's heart. He goes and hangs himself. What made him to hang himself? You know self? Something in him would rather die than to live and face that situation. So he hangs himself or hangs himself and dies. And has no knowledge of God and goes to hell. We must look critically at self-life and allow God to give self-life a heavy blow, because it will interfere in our life in so many ways. Self can be brought under subjection. However, it's not everything is doing good. There's some kind of thing that said what is correct, but can be brought under the subjection of God, and God can lead us well. Do you know that even Jesus made a comment, John 6:38, let's go there. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. What does that tell you? It doesn't mean Jesus was a robot. He had a will. But he deliberately kept his will aside and did the will of God. He had a will. One of the places where it was demonstrated the most was when he was coming to Gethsemane, Golgotha, Calvary. You see the way it came out. He said, God, I know sorrow has come. Death was coming close to a man who had never seen. I mean, that was a misnomer. Jesus knelt down and told God, Father, if possible, let this cup pass away. Is it possible for me to invent the cross? Can something be God? Then he quickly interjected, not my will, but your will be done. He deliberately submitted to the Father and left what may be time. What time? He submitted. The going to the cross was submission to God. So that was a blow on himself. He died and obeyed God. Leaving an example for us to follow. Not my will, your will be done. I told you about the lady who the son of man proposed to, who somehow have seen God in it, but is still praying, as we said. Why is it that after she has seen God, why is she hesitating? Self. Now she's quoting self with, I am praying, I'm seeking God. But the truth is that it is self that is manifesting, not the real desire to know and do his will. I follow what I'm saying. It's self. life that he manifested. I know one man in South South who became very rich. When this man comes home to the village, everybody celebrating him. Even some one or two pastors, some of those priests who go to his house, he be bailing out, he gives money, millions, he buy car for this father, you know. On radio sometimes you don't hear that the man gave up 40 million. Anything that has to do with announcing the amount he gives, the man never take and blame. Now, we made an intrusion into those that are working for him. Those that are generating the money, paying them his work. You get him something small, tell him he's cutting your salary by half. The salary is one small, whatever. Why is he so mean? When he comes to the world, people are not seeing his true color come out. But even if he needs giving church for his name to be announced, he must make sure that they announce it. What a man doing is he giving? Is not giving. He's massaging his ego. His ego is not serving. Abu Salai. It's not serving. It's not with his ego. And so people can go to any length in self-worship and self-adulation. They can go to any length. So we must of everything as we see God. Because what God looks for in your life is the extent to which you have died to self. The degree of blood you have given self. Because that's the enemy you will contend with. Now let's go further. Luke 9:23. One of the core statements Jesus taught in teaching discipleship said to them all, if any man will come after me. Now get this clear. Jesus was now going to throw up what he considers the most important thing any man that will come after him should do. In his value system, this is number one. Because he knew that this is where his message will not be accepted by the world. He knew that saying this will deal a blow on the world. He now said, very man come on, let him deny himself. What kind of message is that? Let him deny himself. Let him disown himself. Let him deny himself. Because that is where service to God begins. Oh, Machibalai. There's a difference between Christianity and any other thing you call a religion. Deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I've said before and I will repeat. Following cannot be effective if self has not been denied. What has contended with your Christianity is self more than anything else. When self is not denied, following cannot be effective. One self, some people gave their life to Christ and gave it indeed. From the first day, they denied self. See the growth under 1 year. Others were still contending with self, contending 10 years, you could see the struggle is still there. You need to totally disown self. You need to drop self-government and let him start ruling you. A brother was very ill many years ago. Prayed for him so much. Someone recovered, everybody rallied around him in the hospital there. He was a medical student, I remember in those days. Pastor prayed, many people prayed, the son recovered. Came out, fell ill again, went back to the hospital. Listening to messages. One day we had him die. I felt bad. God, why did he have to die? I didn't. Why? Even though I know him from afar. was my senior band with a year. Why? God told me, serve to him. Serve. Serve sometimes is not sin, but it has dictated the action of so many people without them knowing. Let him deny himself. Let him totally disown. Can you imagine you disowning your hand? Disowning your legs? Somebody else is the one dictating. What a life. But that's what Christianity is. That's the truth. Where you relinquish claim and hand your life to another. Why you say no? Peter was told, we've read it before, John 21:18. He said, when you are young, you give yourself, went to anywhere you want. When you are old, you stretch your hand, is it not? Another will take you and take you to where you don't want to go. When God is leading you, it's different from when you are leading yourself. When God is leading you, you will do a lot of things that you may not do naturally. All that self give way. Oh, that self die. Sometimes it can die, it wants to suppress a day. All that it dies. All that is die. The self that make people's marriage break down. You conquer self, marriage becomes so cheap. What is marriage? The message of marriage is far lower. When this high one is done, marriage becomes a walkover. To conquer this lion and this hippopotamus, marriage will look like a little rat you can stand on. Yeah, you conquer the whole world because Jesus has said it all. Deny himself. To what extent have you denied self? How many times have you let God totally? Sometimes you do it sometimes, but have you done it totally? How many times? Somebody entered a man of God's house. I saw a lot of cars. The man is brought you so much cars. The person just made a comment. I like this your car. Man of God said, what did you say? This car is looking good. Looking good? He brought the papers, take it and go. I like that. You know what God that tells you? That man of God has conquered something. That is, in himself means he likes the car himself. Means the man of God likes the car himself, is he not? But I don't know what I mean. But not because somebody made a comment. But in seconds, he has let it go. You see, God must take everyone to this journey of dealing with self. Because that is where victory starts. We talk about worship. Do you know when you deny self? That is when worship breaks into another dimension of glory. Sometimes people don't worship well because self-life is militating against their worship life. Self-life must always militate against worship life. That is the truth. Self must rear his head against effective worship. Abotamalia must rear his head. May God make you see clearly the import of denying self and what it means. And may you look at self and begin to deal with it in so many ways. And not allow you sometimes when after you have dealt with it, if you hear it said again, you hit it again. I told you that when you conquer self, when you drop self, when you can do so many things that you will not want to do naturally, because you want to please God, you will conquer the whole of this world. You will conquer the whole of this world. You can change your mind so easily when you know this will not happen. You are not self-willed. You are not stubborn. You can change so easily. That's the kind of vessel the Holy Ghost will use greatly. It is self-life that make a preacher. He says preaching. The preacher want to go to another place to preach. The Holy Ghost is coming saying, don't go. Say, no, I need to go. Souls, it must be one. The Holy Ghost is telling, just leave this thing. I have to go. Souls. You see the Holy Ghost coming in? You see why you are insisting? What the Holy Ghost has shown his will and you are insisting, no matter what it is, it's not self. Are you hearing me? That's why people fall into trouble. In the center of God's will, so to say. Because self has long taken over. So people have started church out of the manifestation of self. They annoyed them in their church. They break out and they establish their own. The other one is the mountain and prayer ministry. It's only the heal and intercession ministry. Is it that? All those things he did was a manifestation of self. We must wake up and see deep since we are coming to retreat. And say, no, we will kill yourself. Let's live together. John 24. I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and what? Everybody said die. It abided alone, but if it die, it bring much fruit. Fruitfulness is a consequence of death. You become fruitful after you have died. Jesus said this, I know, concerning himself primarily. He needed to go and die. When he died, then he can save the whole world. So he used the metaphor or the analogy of a corn of wheat dying to explain it. Something must die for something to come alive. When it dies, you want to be fruitful. See, the enemy to your fruitfulness is self. I'm sure you have heard before that God used dead men. Dead does not mean you are not physically alive. But something in you has died. Something in you has given way. Self has been consumed by fire. When it dies, it bears much fruit. Then it dies. When you die, you bear fruit in prayer. When you die, you preach to people, they will start getting converted. When you die, you can promote the name of Christ better if we really allow ourselves to die to self. When you die, I just wanted to remind you, when the church dies, she will truly live to glorify God. The world will not understand us again because all they will see is Christ. Not Christ coated and clogged with self-life. I know you have heard that you should die to self. But maybe I wish there was a machine with which you could have measured it to see the extent that you have died to self. To see it. To see that extent, it bears much fruit. I've seen it clearly, that's how to bear fruit. That's how to bear fruit in Christianity. That's how to make anything you touch you turn to go spiritually. Because something in you has died. You have given up clear self, you have given it up. It has gone. You have told it, go down. Go down. You can distinguish between the will of God and your will. And you are ready to crucify your will and follow his will. You are ready to follow his will. May God help us to understand. Your cravings of sin is not totally wrong, but everything must be subjected to the Holy Ghost and let God rule us. That is the secret. So the Holy Ghost will not just be alive in you, but is alive to kill you, not to kill you physically. He's alive to make sure that self-life don't exist. He's alive to destroy anything self. Because you know that that's what we're always fighting. He knows that that's what we're fighting. So the will of God for you is to allow the Holy Ghost to work against self, cooperate with him, so that you will know what is right and good, and know which way to take and which way not to take. But even as you work for God and labor for him, you will not be consumed by the desires of self. We will not be consumed by it. We allow the Holy Ghost and thoroughly honor him. And honor him real good. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 10. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord. Jesus died. Paul says, bearing about the dying. In 1 Corinthians 15:31, take it there, they will bring it back. 1 Corinthians 15:31. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. Everybody say, I die daily. I die daily. That was what he said. I'm dying every day. I'm dying every day. Something has given way. Something is still giving way. Every day I die. Every day I die. It's good to understand in practical terms what it means to die daily. What moved you before cannot move you again. There are a lot of considerations we give. Maybe what people will say, what people will not say, what my family will say, what my family will not say. There are things you need to die daily, die from on a daily basis. I die daily. The balanced Christian life is a life that is dying daily. That's a balanced life. Prayer is not just requesting that God give you something. It's an act you get involved in that changes you. One of the changes prayer brings is that prayer crucifies. It helps and aids your dying. Every day you die, there's a prayer that kills you every day. As you give yourself to the presence of God, you die daily. Take it back to 2 Corinthians 14. I die daily. About the body dying of Jesus. Now hear what he said. Come on. That the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our body. I've always known and said, there's a difference between Christ in your spirit and Christ manifested in your body. We think we are doing a whole world of good, telling people Christ is in their spirit, is correct. But Paul has gone beyond that. That is settled. What of Christ manifests in our body? That is what he's talking about. You don't just tell the world, Christ is in me. They don't understand what you are saying. They want to see Christ on your mortal flesh. Are you hearing me? That's the orientation. Yeah, but we say, let your light so shine before men. Matthew 5, 16, 14 to 16. That they may see what? That they may see. Is it that they hear? Is it not see? That they see your good works and give glory. Let them see Christ manifested in your mortal flesh. It is Christians that Christ is manifested in their mortal flesh that truly glorify the name of the Lord on earth. They don't just discuss Jesus, they are Jesus. May God give you understanding. They don't just explain Jesus, they are Jesus. When you meet them, you are not the Lord. Al-Kumai. They took note on them. They see that they have been with the Lord. Do you know that people that live with you in the same house, people that are close to you, some of them don't need much preacher, but only those that always see your face. Let them just see your life. Mary Vassoy. Let them see your life. As a woman can be married with a man that don't know God, maybe two of them didn't know God when they married, she gives her life to Christ. 20 years, she's a born again Christian. Her husband never gets converted. The man from alcohol, he has entered weary. From weary, he's now inside cocaine. Yeah, the woman is serving Jesus. You will not give your life to Christ. You will not give your life to Christ. Stupid man. People are serving God. You are serving the devil. Stupid man. People are going to hell. People are going to hell. Yes, let me go to her. That's my prayer point. That's what the man was telling her. That's my prayer point. If a woman, the woman in our church, the husband told me, he doesn't follow her to church. He has not seen the reason to do so. One day they had issues. I went to their house. I now understand. See the woman behaving like the enemy. They now shout at him. You are not following me to church. She said, no. Maybe you've not read the Bible well. Okay. Let's open to 1 Peter. Take us there. We are still going to 1 Peter. 3. Chapter 3. 1 Peter 3. Likewise, your wife, be in subjection to your husband, that if any obey not the Lord, if any obey not the Lord, they also may without the Lord. Are you seeing that? Without the Lord, be warned by the conversation of the wife. Conversation is an old word to mean lifestyle. Without insulting on him, the one without word, by the conversation of the wife. There will be one without word. Read the next one. Verse 2. While they behold your chaste conversation, look at it. Chaste lifestyle. Maybe flip, give us some translations there. Let's see. By your life of holy beauty. Another one. By observing your pure and reverent lives. Is there another one? When they see the purity and reverence of your life, you can come back to King James and chase behavior. Your chaste conversation, coupled with fear. Verse 3. Which I don't let it not be outward, I don't even plenty here, wearing of gold or putting on apparel. Verse 4. Let it be the hidden man of your heart, in that which is not corrupt, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God great prize. Meek, and meekness is evident. When they see it, the man cannot help following the woman. Christ is so attractive that when we manifest his life, the world. I know that the world sometimes can stone God, but not that people are ready to get converted. If she has manifested Christ in her mortal flesh, And the man started living with Jesus. He wouldn't know the day if he's dressing, he'll be dressing with her. Where are you going? I'm following you to church. I'm following you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Christ manifested in our mortal flesh. Self has given way. And Christ is seen in the mortal flesh. Jesus wants to express himself properly to us. The patience you are teaching them, they demonstrate it. Self don't like patience. Demonstrate it. As a leader, I've learned it. I find it so easy to make people do what I'm doing. Very simple. My wife was not a prayer warrior when I married her. But she cannot help entering that realm. She can't. I'm so prayed that I can't be looking at me and not start praying. Cannot help it again. Abaya, 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 abaya. She can't help it. Abaya. She may not be an excellent expert in waking up in the night to pray as I do. She can't help it. As I'm doing it, she's doing it. I saw the power of getting it correctly. Can't help it. All the pastors following me could see the same thing. I pray the way I'm praying, could see it. I saw it. That is a sin. See, we must wake up. Now, notice, it is the dying that will allow the life to be manifested. So you can be putting who you are in Christ and still hold on to self-life. I don't want to be judgmental. Someone that, you know, see a minister, I say, marriage scatter. Yet, minister can teach you properly. The wife too can explain some good things in the Bible. See that? Good things in the Bible. The woman would have said so many things. But she woke up one day and divorced her husband. With all her preaching, with all the daily devotional, just read what she's writing there. All these years, she woke up and said, I don't want you again. The man tried to talk to her. He said, let's not go that way. Met her. She said, no. What was not done to stop that? People don't know what was done to stop that process. She insisted. And it, everything went through. I learned that she's remarried us because she's bearing another new name. The woman of God at level. Self kingdom marriage. I want you to see, I want you to understand something. Well, it's not Jesus that told you to divorce your husband, it's not Jesus Christ. So how is it that all this year with all your preaching, self could take you, leading you to hell? That tells you something needs to be done. Oh, Matthew, that I can I'll be telling you. It doesn't have been talking to me the way it's talking to me. It doesn't have all my time, you know, ministry. I don't want an excuse. Sometimes you won't sleep for long, you come and you sleep for long. Therefore, the solution is God. That is the voice of self. That's self talking. And self will always lead you astray. That's it. Maybe they don't need this scripture well. Manifestation of the life of Christ in the mortal flesh. You must understand that that's the message of Christianity. Don't tell me about Jesus. Let me see how much of him you have lived. Let me look at your life, more than what you have said. Let me look at it. Let me look at it. That's how, somebody captured it succinctly. The character of Christian Christianizes the world. The character of Christian Christianizes the world. Christianizes the world. I've got a series of people telling me I'm challenged by your life. I mean. Sit down. Listen. Christianize is around. Christianize is around. Shall must truly die, or it can live with you for 30 years. Anytime he notices it, read the, let's go to the next verse. Verse 11. Must truly go. Many manifest are not everywhere. For we which we are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Christ may be manifested in the mortal flesh. Now, you know what this all means? The extent to which you are dying is the extent to which you live. The quantity of your death explains the quantity of your life. The quantity of your death to self will tell us the quantity of the life you have manifested. Look at it. We are delivered to death that the life of Jesus may be made manifest. That means the life of Christ in you can be held down. If you are not dying, the more you die, the more that life comes out. That's what we should teach people. God sent me to teach that manifested life. Not just only telling us is dwelling in us. Paul needed to be beaten, broken, hitting, mauled, blown in so many ways. Then that manifestation becomes stronger. You know, sometimes we don't teach people Christian maturity. People don't even have appetite for such. Okay, look at the way God structured the church. In Ephesians 4:11, he said to some, he gave apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelist, pastor, teacher, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Is he not? For the edification of the body of Christ, till we all come up in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of what? The Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto a measure of the full stature of Christ. Full stature. So teaching people how to die is propelling the church to full stature. Discouraging manifestation of flesh and giving it a blow is propelling the church in the direction of the vision of the Almighty God for the church. That is the direction of the church. That is the goal of the Father in heaven. Full stature of Christ. So people almost should die. Flesh has been so glorified. Self has been so pushed forward. And self has done wreckages. Somebody came and testified one day. After testimony, he came there, he told people, do you think it's testimony I want to give? He gave reason why he went out. So it was self that took him to go and testify. The bad thing about self is that self can do nice things that is not authorized. Are you hearing me? It's not authorized. That's the reality of God. So we must learn and understand this well. And we must say no. A dead man that God will use. If you say use me, you are indirectly telling God I don't die. We must offer our body, Romans 1:1, living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. We must become burnt offering. We must living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service, which is your spiritual worship. Present it as a living sacrifice. Present it. It's a sacrifice. You are still alive in the sense that you have your life, your human life with you. But it's a sacrifice acceptable. What God understands. God is the God that talk about the language of death and life. Death is to end, life is to begin. Give him holy and acceptable. Then God can use you. You are not going to hinder God again. He'll use you anyhow you want. Because you are dead and you are ready for anything. Many have refused to attend it. They say, no, we will not attend it. We will not attend this. Listen to me. We must be living sacrifice. Can only be a living sacrifice if you have said no and truly deny self and drop your life. As the man of God rightly said, dash your life to God. When you dash it like that, that's it. Bible calls it reasonable service. So any other one is unreasonable. Any other one is unaccepted. This Lord God calls reasonable. This is the language you understand. This Lord God concurs it. When you are living sacrifice, that's what God agrees with. That's what God endorses. That was why when there was argument, as Moses, you take too much on yourself. Moses said, everybody bring your rod. Because it's on the foundation of death and resurrection that divine approval is given. They brought their rod, put it there before God. Overnight, Aaron's rod, which is Moses' rod, budded. That budding was the rod God accepts. That resurrection was the mark of endorsement. That is what God sees, and that's what he understands. Which is your reasonable service? Your reasonable serving. Dare to die in the name of Jesus Christ. May we reasonably serve him. Dare to die in Jesus' name. It's time to further die to serve. It's time to say self. I know I've dealt with you, but anyway, some people may never conquer self until Christ. If they are serving God, you can still go to heaven to a good level, depending on. As long as the self did not make him one another. But the reality is that those that will walk and talk with God will be men that have denied self. They've obeyed the first commandment. Let's go to this rich man's story and serving him again. Matthew 19. The man wanted to break the rule. But the good thing is that Jesus made it obvious that this man is breaking the rule. In a business, we'll be it like that. He made it obvious that he was breaking the rule. So he was not even admitted into the kingdom of God in the first place. One of the sins many preachers have committed is apparently thinking that they are admitting people into the kingdom of God who has no plan to deny self. They have a plan. Yet you think that somebody came out for altar call does not mean he gave his life to Christ. I hope you know. The same way you can have sex without pregnancy. Is it not? People can immensely be the woman she be pregnant. But he poured his seed into her and she take him. So that he came out does not mean he has entered Christ. Sometimes after crusade, when you say 5,000 give their life to Christ, 1 year later, go and study. You may find only 100 of them. Or 50. Or in some gory case, 20. You understand? That actually turn to the Lord. Sometimes we admit them, even consecrate them as deacon. Deaconess. And they'll come and be working miracles in church. No plan to deny self. Jesus stopped him from the beginning. He stopped him from the beginning. That's why even some organizations are wiser than the church. They give you an interview from the beginning. One bank said they want to employ. They threw it open to everybody. 1,000 people, 2,000. They want to give just 10 positions. They'll be interviewed. There's something they're looking for, asking questions. They are doing. When they have drilled all of you, they will pick those who are ready. Jesus said to him, let's go to verse 16. It's from 16. Let's go there. One came and said to him, good master, he respected Jesus Christ. He has some kind of reverence. What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? He loved eternal life. He loved the idea. What you love is not necessarily what you have, but what you are willing to pay the price for. Simple logic. See that? What you are willing to pay the price for, that's what you have. So if everything you love, you are willing to pay the price for, then you can have all you love. Or else it will be wishes you are horses, beggars will ride. He said to him, why call me good? There is no good but God is good. If thou will enter into like keep the commandment, 18, He said unto him, which said, Jesus, thou shalt do no murder. He started it at that level. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father, thy mother. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said, all these things have I kept from my youth. What lack I yet? I've done this self-denial. I've done it. Observed it. But what is it that is missing? Jesus now gave him the blow. Jesus said, if thou will be perfect, go and sell that thou have and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven and come and follow me. 22. When the young man had the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had what? He had what? Great possession. He had great possession. That means staying away from adultery can be a small thing compared to giving up self. Staying away from certain things that people are saying, this one look hard, is nothing compared to the ultimate. For a man that denied himself certainly will not be in adultery. All this other lesser one he'll be doing. But the papa of all is that he has given up self. Even from Old Testament, that was how they lived their life. He couldn't handle this one. Actually, telling him to sell because his possession represented his life achievement. It represented his sweat. All he has garnered, and the Bible says he's a rich man. So he has garnered all the house, everything. It represented him. Taking it away is like killing him. Taking it away is frustrating. It's taking him out of existence. Jesus said, no, Lord. Go and sell everything. Leave nothing and come and follow me. The man said, no. I will not commit adultery, but don't touch this one. He said, because that's the main thing. That is the main thing. Jesus didn't call him back, he went away. Maybe later on, I don't know whether he changed his mind, but we are not told. The man could not deny self. I'm sure these are the men that Jesus was preaching about. When he emphasized, deny self and follow me. The man could not, so he could not take up his cross and he could not follow. He couldn't deny self. Now, I know God will not need to tell everybody to do this. But I want to warn you again. If God did not tell you to do this, tell yourself to do it. Don't think you are different from this man. Don't think you are different. Hey, God didn't tell me sell all. Whether he told you sell all, that's the language in the kingdom. Even if you still have all those things, you have relinquished claim on everything. God could as well take it if he wants. This is how to serve God. This is a reasonable service, is it? Everybody who will follow Christ must draw this path. No exception. It's because we think it's an exception. That's why we have bastardized the church of Jesus Christ. It's because we have compromised it. That's why we bastardize the church of Jesus Christ. Some pastors can't even correct some rich men in their congregation. He dare not do it. A man has two wives. He can't tell him, Oga, two wives is not good. Because by the time he withhold his offerings and tithe and seeds and PO, prophet offering, the ministry goes here. So the man carefully avoid him and only be showering in praise. So this is the greatest brother in this church. Wonderful. Lord is on your side. You will rebuke him. You will rebuke him. The man will not give himself. His own is not even as horrible as you, pastor, too, but will not give himself. Your own is worse than his own. Your own is worse than his own. You cannot. So you encourage him to continue. Instead of you to tell him, pop and play, these two wives, three wives thing you are doing, I don't understand. Go and sack the other two. The man will be very angry. Sack him. Sack the other two. Put your life together. You won't tell him the truth. Because you want money. A lot of preachers know that kind of bondage. That's the truth. There is a kind of bondage. But the truth is that, let it be known This morning, before you can tell us I'm winding up, listen to me. If God didn't tell you that, do you know everything you own belongs to God? Anybody say, everything I own belongs to God. Belongs to God. I hope you believe it. Because that is a message of denying self. Everything you own, whether material possession, which is a manifestation of your blood and sweat, whether your ego, everything, your body, even members. We are told to yield our member in Romans 6:13. He said, yield your members. Your members is part of your body. Yield it to God as instruments of righteousness. Submit to God. Everything shall be given to Him. That means your hand can no longer do. Your wife annoy you. Normally you would have slapped. But this hand does not belong to you again. Why will you slap with it? You have to do it. You can practically give your hand to God. Practically. God, take this hand. You pray until He has literally taken it. So even if she abuses your generation and do what people don't do, she will put it. John Wesley was said he was dragged on the floor. In that book on Luther had a word that he quoted that day. It was said a dragon, The woman Molly is her name, M-O-L-L-Y. Molly. He told Molly, if you live 1,000 years, it may not be enough to atone for what you've done. He was like, drag him. Man of God, when you look at the woman dragging him, that's a man that has died. He has died. Try it on some men. Don't push them. Push. By the time he bounced back, he will remove your jaw. Just push. The man is very much alive. You don't die him, you understand? So you now wonder why Wesley, we go through that territory and alcohol shop closed for 1 century. The man had died. You see, dead people have rejected dying. They've rejected the only way. They've embraced Christianity, but they've rejected death itself. They've rejected it because it's ugly. It's looking ugly. What kind of thing is that? How can I tell my money I thought is not my own? My $100? Maybe they think they preach, I want to collect it. No. How can you tell me all the money I kept? You mean God can wake up one day and don't collect anyone you want? Or that carry this your gospel with the gold? I don't have control. No. Brother, that is Christianity. Even if he doesn't speak, that should be your attitude. That's the way you live your life. Your legs are keeping over. Because self will either rule this leg or Christ will rule it. So it cannot go to certain places again. This is the depth of what Christianity means. The man went away sorrowful. Now, I don't understand this kind of sorrow. You want a thing. They told you how to get it. You still want it. And you will not do that thing. What kind of sorrow is that? That's the sorrow in the life of many. A sorrow that is difficult to decipher. You want it. Okay, take it. You still don't want it. Oh, you want it. But when the responsibility is shown you, you are not ready for the responsibility, so you are just on the fence. A fence of desire and not willing to pursue. Some people come and kneel down. Use me, Lord. Okay, use me, Lord. He has come to use you now. You tell him, go. Lord, no, don't use me. Don't use me. Meanwhile, this is what using me is. I cannot pay this kind of price. Just, no problem. He will use you as far as you are ready to pay the price. You know that? He will use you like that. Since that's how far you can go. He will not be managing you. May God not be managing you. May God be satisfied with you enough for Him to announce you to the whole world. May you be satisfied to tell another person, have you considered my servant? Like he said, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered this sister? Go to her and she will teach you humility. Go to one man of God, you should go to another man of God. He will teach you humility. Go to another minister that look at the way you are behaving. If it's this minister, he will not act like that. So God is still dropping people's name and using their name to brag to others. He's doing it up to today. In the Bible, yes, even in Daniel and Noah were around. God still dropping. God is looking for somebody who can boast with. He's looking for an example. He wants to use to instruct others. Are you hearing me? The man was sorrowful. There's a type of sorrow that continues. I see people desire things they're not ready for. They are in the same class with this rich man. They say, I want to, as I'm moving, I enter the grave, all the dead body will just come out. I enter mortuary. As I do my hand like this, dead bodies, everybody will just come out. People will be thinking of all sorts of things in their mind. You see, when I come, the power of God is so much, the fire of God is so much, I don't do like this. Everybody will be falling down in Nigeria, I don't do like this. They desire it so much. When you tell the guy the truth, he will run. When you tell him this is what is inside, oh, I want to join court, they tell you what they will do, then they tell you what you need to do. How many human beings you will bring as sacrifice? Some people will run away. I don't know, do court again. Nothing goes for nothing. So the man went away sorrowful. Listen to me. You must tell God and deny self. Self, I don't have respect for you again. I will go against you all the days of my life. If I ever notice you interfering with what is pure that I ought to do, I will not follow you. I will not follow. I will not. I mean, that's serious. That's the crux of the message Jesus came with. And this is the foundation from where he will distinguish those that are ready to be his disciples and those that don't like the fun fair. You know, can present Christianity as a fun fair thing. Christ just died for you and just come, hallelujah. Okay, yes, it's true. There's a way you can so cut the thing. It's true. It's a great glory. God has done it. But listen to me. It's also great responsibility. Paul said, we are concerned that if one died, all died. But the same Paul will say, necessity is laid on me. Necessity is laid on me. I do not live. I don't have power to live. Let's now go there. Galatians 2:20. I know you know that verse. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. This statement, and anybody can be saying it. Hallelujah, I'm crucified, nevertheless I live. Paul got to a level for him to make this statement. He was not just saying it, he was saying something deep. It was saying something personal. Yes, it's for all, but there's a personal angle to it. I'm crucified with Christ, yet not I. Nevertheless, I live. Physically, I'm still in the world. You see me moving around. You see me going around. Yes, I know I'm living as a human being. My spirit and soul is still inside the body. Yet not I. That means, even though you see me moving around, the person moving around is no longer I. The I in me is gone for good. I know that I. But Christ lives in me. If you didn't just say I'm preaching Christ, he said I'm demonstrating him. In short, I am Christ. Not Christ as per se, I am Christ absolutely. But he lives in me. It's Christ you are seeing now. And the life that you are now living, the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Everything here you say, me. You see, he was making a personal statement. What is your own statement? Yes, not I, because I am God. I with all his idiosyncrasies. Is nailed, is gone, is crucified. When you are in Christ Jesus, yes, you have accepted the work of the cross. But you cannot reject the crucified life. You can't reject it. You must embrace the crucified life. The flesh must be dealt with in so many ways. But be dealt with. We respond to situations. The Lord Jesus will respond to them. I was preaching in one wedding, was it last year or so? So I was teaching them On that wedding day, everybody was rejoicing. Well, relationship, man, woman, relationship, husband, love, submission, wife. The way God helped me to take it, I'm not saying who, I mean, the way they were coming to me. Because I was hitting them hard in that wedding. So women, their eyes open. That they are joking. And I'm sure some men too. Some that they are joking. For God to tell a woman, submit totally to your husband. You know what is invariably saying? You must have dealt with self-life. It sounds like well, you submit totally, is it not? That's the truth. That's why when you conquer self, you have conquered all things. I feel like that. When you tell the man, love why your husband, wife has cried, love the church. Self cannot allow that kind of love. Self will come against it. So, what God is invariably telling you, if you have followed the first commandment, the second and third one will be easy. The first major one, once you have satisfied that one, every other thing will line up. Are you following me? But because people be saying they cannot conquer self, they refuse to. We've seen ourselves, we follow this of scripture, wind up and stop. In leading people, I've seen it. And I've watched all my ministers who are lead people. Sometimes they get disappointed that after all that they have done, after all that they have taught these people, some of them still end up manifesting some things that are funny. Because you are giving them the word, but sometimes you don't sit down to ask some very nagging question. They have not propelled themselves to die to self. They've not. Their mind is made up and they have held on to that. They've not propelled themselves to die. So you begin to see some things manifest over time. Sometimes the self can be sleeping, it has not died though. It will suddenly wake up. He's just sleeping, speaking siesta. Can do it for 2 years in a particular area. My friend was going out with a lady. They tried. The lady who said she's more than what he asked for, or he's more than what she asked for. You know, it went on for a while. After a while, when they were coming close to the marriage and all those things, this my friend is a man of God. We have been talking with this lady that has been working with, and that marriage is always coming on ground. He told her, I think after marriage, this is a part of Nigeria we'll stay. That's when self came out of the lady, because she can't imagine herself staying there. She said, no, this will stay. Self has woken up. That marriage came to an end. That the thing was sleeping for 2 years. He woke up saying, yo, Kashada. You know what I've learned from God? Test people, push them to where self will come out. So that we know where we're going. You understand? Push them there. The thing was, some people have things in them, eh? Some people are surprised. I don't know you are like this. You should know. You didn't know this preaching in church, this is how you are. You never know me yet. The truth just came out. I saw one of my spiritual daughter behaving like that. I was giving her different instructions. She was following. One day I gave one, man. The thing just came out. You could see it. See her life. You know, when this thing came out, you said, how do you work with God? Because God will turn you in different direction. He will turn you. Then he said, good, you are certified. They need to move up. How can you stay in this city? No! This is where we're going. Relationship scattered. Thank God he married and has children. Scattered. Serve. She read the Bible. This is sister. Correct? Sister. For me to your husband. You're going to follow him. Anywhere you go, that's where you're going. And yet she forgot the Bible. She loved. Thank God he ran for his life. Yeah? What is divorce? Divorce is one of those manifestations of self. He ran for his life. He ran. Alright. Let's read the second to the last verse. Philippians 3. Still on Paul before we now read the last verse. Philippians 3 from verse 3. We are the circumcision that worship God in Christ in the Spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. When the Bible says flesh, flesh is not just meat. Flesh is one way of saying self. Self-life, fallen nature, Adamic nature, that's what the Bible captures as the flesh. The other thing that the works of the flesh are, of course, adultery is, you can say it's body. But what of anger? What of witchcraft? They are all works of the flesh. So he's dealing with the falling nature. Have no confidence in the flesh. Everything you are outside Christ is what is called flesh. Everything you are outside Christ is flesh. Have no confidence in the flesh. Yeah, go back to verse 3. Yes, okay, continue. Paul said, though I may also have confidence in the flesh, that is, anything I got outside Christ is achievement in the flesh. If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he may trust in the flesh, I know. This what he got in himself outside the knowledge of Christ. Let's read more. Circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning sin, persecuting the church, that part of his CV, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Paul had record, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Paul did what that rich man did not do. I counted loss. So if you're a prophet, I give your life to Christ. You are still a prophet. But your attitude to that professorhood has changed. You don't come to church and be conscious that you're a prof. I'm prof. I'm sitting there. You to see where is you manifest in so many churches. You take this of us and put in here some of this new class. You're calling your sister low class. We are a high class. Worry. That's what you are. Worry. I wish I could speak Yoruba. I don't feel like speaking Yoruba. Somebody said, I will pray for him in the dream one day. I spoke Yoruba for 1 hour. Let him manifest physically. I said, I got the miracle. He said, I pray 1 hour in Yoruba in the dream. I don't know how I counted 1 hour. So I wanted to manifest physically. Worry me. Is this something like that? Worry. Something, you know, you're worried. The man himself, you are still remembering your 12. You are remembering your knees. Because of that, I don't see. Bible says, knowing no man after the flesh. You are not seeing them. Why? You see how flesh can enter church? Self. By the time you know it. That's how one of them came one day. I think he's a doctor, senior doctor. We're talking about the particular leader, spiritual leader in that church. He said, we'll trash that man. Who are the we? Those of us that are the elites. We'll trash him. He was speaking it with support of pride. We'll trash him. You know why he has mouth to say that? He has not met a preacher that will wound him. He has not seen a man of God that will kill him. He has not seen a man of God that will bring him to the place where he said, where is me from among them? We are him, we call it self-kenosis, emptying himself. And become meek and throw away all those things. Even though they are there, but they don't mean much to you. Paul says, then we again account them lost. Then finally verse 8. Paul emptied self to know Jesus Christ. He emptied it. Doubtless I count all things but lost. I told you, if you are not commanded, you better command yourself. I count all things but lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Do you know one thing about self? As a winding up naturally. In giving up self, that's when you know Jesus Christ more. Oh, Shumalakabai. The knowledge of the Son of God is anchored in the denying of self. That's the foundation for a walk in the true knowledge of Christ. Nobody can know him deeply but he who have declared death sentence to self. He said, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Some people did not count it but lost. They couldn't have known Christ like, but for whom I have suffered, are you hearing that again? The loss of all things. The loss of all things. And not only did I suffer it and I'm regretting, and so I wish I would have them again. My attitude to that loss is what he brought out. And do count them but dunk. How could you see something and dunk? But you weigh it with the excellency of the knowledge of God, so that became dunk. That I may win Christ. The full unveiling of the Son of God and a maturity to the full stature of Christ is for those who will count everything but dung. Those who will see it that way. They may be in it, but that's their attitude. They value Jesus beyond self. Oh my God. Do you remember why in 1 Samuel 15:22-23 it says stubbornness is idolatry. Idolatry. Because stubbornness is equal to worship of self. That's the meaning of stubbornness. Worship of self. You insist on doing a thing even when reason will come. That means to you, what you want is better than anything. So God calls you, he says, as iniquity and idolatry. He calls you an idol worshiper. And the greatest thing that fights or God will contend with in this world in terms of relating with man is idol. Idol is an alternative God. Idol takes the place of God. So God, the first thing, the first commandment, no other God beside me. If stubbornness then is idolatry, which is worship of self. That means worship of self is idolatry. That means the greatest thing God will contend with is self. Glorifying self or glorifying the Lord is what they will contend with. That's why the man that denies self has done better than any other man. He has done better. Finally, Abraham, maybe let's read him. Then we'll stop. Genesis 22, let's go back there. Let's read Abraham before we begin to pray. This Old Testament. Yeah, God took them to that place of death. I want you to appreciate Abraham's story. You know the story where God called him, blessed him, gave him wealth, everything. He took a lot. He got wealth so easily. But when he came to getting child, he waited for 25 whole years. Then that lovely boy came out. His name is Laughter, otherwise known as Isaac. When he came forth, Abraham watched the child grow. So emotionally attached to this child. He could give everything for this child. He was so connected to this child. This child, with time, meant everything to him. This child meant everything to him. Do you think God asked Abraham for Isaac just like that? No. There's something he has seen before he said bring Isaac. There's something deep that God will explain. Yes, we know eventually, give your only son, I'll give my only son. There are many ways to explain it. But there's something. Abraham was beginning very attached to this child. It's natural. His only son through Sarah. The heir to the throne. Isaac meant everything to Abraham. Came to pass after these things. That's after Isaac had been born, Isaac had grown. God has worked with Abraham, Abraham has worked with God, rather, These things, everything that have occurred, God has fulfilled his promise. In the state of love with God, everything had been done. God did tempt Abraham. There was a phase where God gave. There's a phase where he now wants to collect. Oh, may God give us understanding. Some people, when it comes to giving, very easy they can receive. But when God wants to collect, that's where their problem with God starts. Your children sometimes have that character. You open your hand, give him this, give him that. Give me this one, they will do like this. Give me this one, do like this. I won't give you uncle. I don't want to give it to you now. I won't give it to you. God wanted to finally see if Abraham relationship between his daughter. I won't do everything, but God did up to verse 4. So that Abraham is said, we are here tonight. What did he say? Take now thy son, thy only son. Isaac, whom thou lovest. Get into my land of Moriah, offer him for a burnt offering, one of the mountains which I'll tell you. That's three. Abraham will open in the morning, Samuel is asked, took two of the young men with him. Isaac his son cleft the wood for burnt offering, rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Verse 4. God only told Abraham to tell him and said the place, man. Thank you. You know the story now. God said, give me Isaac. Give me. You don't know what he was hitting in Abraham's self. You don't. We need to see it clearly. So what Isaac has become to Abraham, you want to take him away from me? It's better you kill me. I told you the story of one of our doctors that died. I've told you that. Because of fire that burned, the fire that caught in the house. In the night, the fire conflagration, the fire started, whatever. Fire started, I've forgotten what made it. She and three of her children, is it three or four of them, escaped. The last born was still inside. Somebody said, me, one thing I would have told her is, just this, you have gotten three, four. Leave that one now. The woman, and I know when I was talking with some doctors, he said that these things I'm saying, yeah, that's not easy. See her baby, guy. The woman didn't know when she went back inside. Grabbed the boy, wrapped him, drop him, ran out. Fell. They brought her to the emergency. That day I told you, when doctors hear that their fellow doctor consultant, you can imagine the number of doctors that will come there. All of them. Everybody knows what he's doing. To go and save this woman's life. They ran and fought. They fought the battle of their life. But the bond was much. The woman died. For they know nothing happened to that boy. She covered the boy. That's the love of a mother. So we appreciate it. When that boy grows up, your mother did not just give back to you, she died for you. So, it's double honor. You know. But I want to use that story to show you something. What that child has become to that woman, it's better for her to die. That's the way she sees it. Let me risk it. Even if I die, I can't see him die. I can't see him. If something happened to me, okay, you know, maybe I can lose her, but you know, because of the way she sees the child, she died. Okay, transfer it to Abraham. Look how he sees Isaac. Taking Isaac from him is taking life. Yeah, my man proved something. He took the boy and went up the mountain. His own case is even so bad. Because God said, kill him yourself. Give somebody else now. Take a knife. I love the way Pastor Olo bring it out. He called his name twice. Is he not? The man was hell-bent. That's a human being like you and me. He had to demonstrate that height of denying himself to be a father to the generation of those who live a father in Christ. That's why the giving up of Isaac was the high point of Abraham's life. And it's not surprising that same place where Jesus was crucified, from where the church came out of. So that's why we must circulate around Genesis 22 forever, because that is where the church was born. That is Christianity. It demonstrates so many things. That was where a man demonstrated the height of denying himself. He got to the peak of it. God had to tell him, I swear. God hardly swear. When God makes promises, he doesn't swear. It means maybe if you don't fulfill the condition, it may not happen. No. He says, I swear. I swear. Mama says, I swear. I bless you. You are broken into my dwelling. God emotionally spoke. And on that swearing, see all of us here today. Because somebody gave up self and died for God, for humanity to live. What giving up self leads to is beyond explanation. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet, Marava. Cover to my eye. I have covered to my eye. Giving up on self was what Jesus did that made him hang on the cross. That was what Abraham did that made the coming of Christ possible. And that is what he will do for you to fulfill all that God has said. Begin to pray. Lord, man, I better put it over. I better move your better cover here. I better put it over. Declare, God, I die afresh. I die for that to serve. I enter a renewed realm of dying. I'll put it over to me. Ask him to be a brother. What better but a brother? I better put a brother. I better not a better put a brother. I 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 better put a brother. Tell God, declare anything remaining in self-life, I give it up to them. In any way it is walking around, I may have tried to excuse it. Any part that is remaining, I broke into the next dimension of reasonable worship, reasonable service. Abraham gave up self for Jesus to come down. After Jesus did come down, he gave up self on Calvary. Listen to me. For you two to go, you must give up self totally. Tell God, I break into the totality, into a new dimension. Yes, I did it before, but I do it again. I renew my consecration. I declare I am God. I am God. It's no longer I that live. It's no longer I that live. I will not worship you. Jesus told Satan, worship the Lord. Him only shall thou serve. Worship the Lord. Even Jesus will not worship self as a man. He won't turn the bread to stone. He won't turn the bread to stone. He won't turn the bread to stone. The wind and the breath is still. That will be active in himself. Jesus said, I will not worship self. That's why I will not turn the breath to stone, even if I can do it. Worship God. I die to serve. Tell God I break it to the next level. I'm dying to serve. I give myself away. God is calling on us, beckoning on us in this time of transformation. Lord, in any ways that want to manifest, maybe it is sleeping somewhere, I further resurrect and kill it. Abraham demonstrated it on Mount Moriah. On that same Mount Moriah, Jesus also demonstrated it. All of us are going back to Mount Moriah. Here we will also demonstrate the same. Abraham did it, Jesus did it, I do it. I give up my life, It's no longer I that live, I give up. My life, I give up. Any part of me now will pray. Any part that is still living, God crucify that part. Take that part away. That part that is still alive. That thing in me that is still living, man. That thing that get angry when it should not get angry, let it go, let it die. I see God hearing us. So you can use me. I give myself away. Oh Lord. Any part in me that is still alive. Some people need to discover themselves again. They say, I do not know I'm like this. So you mean this thing is still living in me? I dash myself to God. It is no longer I that live. It's no longer I that live. Can you see me? I give myself away. I am the Lord. I will never go back. I have put my hand on the plow. Jesus said, anyone that put his hand on the plow and look back is not worthy of the kingdom. I have put my hand on the plow. I'm not going to take up self again. I have put my hand on the plow. There is no going back. Nina Yeshua Bazankoma Bayaba Nasa Halunya Akanke Kengoma Bazankoma Bayana Nasa Halunya My hands are on the floor. There is no going back. It's no longer I will not pretend. God has killed me many times. He has killed me, and He will yet kill me. Tell God I die. I die. I die. God recognizes dead men. I die. I die. Something in you is dying in this moment. Anything remaining that is used to die is dying. I put up with Bible said, mortify the deeds of the body. Mortify the deeds of the body. If Abraham did not die, he would have brought Isaac. Hey! Sarah had not completely died, so he did not tell her. God did not need Sarah for Christ to come. Pastor, he said to bless her womb. But the truth is that he did not Abraham. Man, Elder Cooper, no portable. The lifting up of that knife, the lifting up of that sword, the lifting up of that knife of Mount Moriah made a loud statement to humanity. I come out of Moriah. We must look into that revelation. We must look into it. Our eyes must be there. Our eyes. For us to worship God well, our eyes must be there. The lifting up of that knife. The lifting up of that knife. The lifting up of that knife. We must meditate on that verse until we catch fire. Lord, I die. I die. I will not live. I better make a matter. I better make a matter. That's a one now. I can't take him no more. If the Bible retreat is bringing a generation of Christians who will take on the Lord to the nation of the God is doing something. The Holy Ghost told me. He said he's performing an operation now. He's performing an operation now. He's taking people higher now. I'm hearing God. I'm taking them higher. He's taking us to Mount Moriah. We are climbing Mount Moriah. I'll come on another. Hey! Our hands are on the floor. We are not going back. Serve, get out of the way. We go deep into God. His will is our will. And we are in God, we go. We go up the mountain, we are there. We go into the valley, we are there. And we are the Lord, lead us, we go. We can serve. We go, we go, we go. We come to God. Because an instrument of your glory, an instrument of your glory, consecrate yourself afresh to God today. Renew the altar of consecration now. Renew it now, renew it now. The Holy Ghost is performing an operation. That is great God, great God. There is none like you. Great God. There is none like you. We have a circumcision that worship God in spirit. We do not have confidence in the flesh. We say no to the self man. We say no. We live for Him and for Him alone. We live for Him. We live for Him alone. We live for Him alone. We live for Him alone. We live for Him. We live for Him alone. We live for Him alone. No demand is too much. We live for Him alone. We have a circumcision and worship God. Christ Jesus. We do not have confidence in the flesh. We do not have confidence in the flesh. We have a circumcision and worship God. Lord, we give it to Him. The sanctity of God is there now. The sanctity of God. The sanctity of God. A person of God. Thank you. Breaking double stubbornness. Breaking over stubbornness. Breaking over stubbornness. As a lady, your stubbornness has affected you deeply. You are fighting with even your family members. God is cutting away that false skin. We are the circumcision. Paul described New Testament circumcision as putting away the flesh, putting away the old man. That's the literal circumcision. Some people need that prayer, circumcise me afresh. Bring your knife. Let the knife of the high priest cut through me. Let the knife of the high priest cut through me. I open up myself for circumcision. Another high dimension circumcision. Take away my first skin. Take it away. I surrender unto you. Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm not going to be able to do it. Let me go do nothing. Yesterday we took time to pray for those that are scared and carrying out things. I'm happy that for the mighty age God gave us. Today is taking us later. He's taking us further. Because of the covenant of the earth. What better look at? What better part? I cover the mother. I die. What better look at the blood? What better look at the blood of the blood? Jesus, we hear you. We hear you. You have heard us. We are grateful for you. We are grateful for you. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let it be good. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. The Holy Ghost is still performing his surgery. I will soon be gone. It's working on us. The mind of God is going through. It's blessing our souls. Mary was told by Simeon that concerning Christ, he said, a sword will pierce your soul too. He said, a sword will pierce your soul. The knife of the high priest is moving around this congregation. The knife of the high priest is moving around the congregation. It's cutting away the first thing. It's cutting away so many things. It's cutting away the knife of the high priest. It's working this congregation. God has wonder beyond our galaxy. We worship your name. We worship your majesty. We worship your majesty. Thank you, Jesus. We make a beautiful you. We put on the top of our head. We come back to many people. We put on the to those of us that come for eat the Bible in truth, God has showed me. He said he's making you eat the Bible in a new way. He said the Bible is entering you in a new way. There is the Bible in the mind, there is the Bible in the heart. I just saw God, he told me, he gave the prophet, he said, take the scroll, he said, eat it. Twice, Ezekiel and Revelation. Eat it. So God just showed me. When you go back to your, you are reading Bible now, you see another dimension. That's what the Lord has opened my eyes to now. I saw the vision God put in the Bible inside in a new way. So get ready for word encounters. For those of you that are faithful to the Bible reading that is being done, go back. Indeed, you are now eating them. Even if you read the Bible before, thank God you always go and start again. Go start again. You will see indeed. You will see it entering you in a new way. That's the revelation of God. I allow you. Thank God I surrender all. You said that before, say it again. You told God last year, say it again. Some people surrender all. They don't know that they need to remain surrendered. They surrender, yet they pick up again. They surrender, they pick up again. They surrender, they pick up again. I surrender and I stay surrendered. Thank God, I surrender all. If thou will be perfect, I settle down for perfection. I settle down for perfection. Hey! Abraham was perfected when he lifted up that man to cut a son. If thou will be perfect, I surrender. I surrender. Sarikim Sarakuna. La na na, Sarikim Sarakuna. La na, Sarikim Sarakuna. La na, Sarikim Sarakuna. La na, Sarikim Sarakuna. Na na na, Sarikim Sarakuna. Na na, Vashina, Gamuna, Sarikim Archana. Na na, Vashina, Gamuna, Sarikim Archana. Na na. Kashira, Kamuna, Sarukum Archana, Yamana, Sarikim Sarakuna. Yo, Sarikim Sarakuna. Sarikim Archana, Yamana, Vashina, Gamuna, Sarikim Archana. Stand up and lift up your right hand. Let me pause. When we come back, we will go to the prophetic and speak some specific things to many people's lives. The Holy Ghost is there. In this retreat, the hand of God has come. The life of the high priest is gone out, and God is moving us forward. God is transforming. Lord, we have said no to self. We are affirming it today that we are rising up to praise you. We are rising up in this retreat to be your will. We will, like Abraham, our sword, our knife is in our hands. We are not afraid again. Command us, we will obey you. We die to serve. Take our lives, O God. Take us to heaven. Move our prayer life to the next dimension. Move our giving life to the next dimension. Move us to higher depth in God. Move us to a place where we shake the world all the more. Hey, kune kune, supreme. God is saying, I've laid hand on everybody. They will start using all of us in a new way. Oh, we are his instruments. Let me know his instruments. Take the glory, Lord. Take the glory. Take the glory. We worship your majesty. Take the glory. Be thou exalted. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Nation on your heart.
Oh Lord, we ask for the nation.